7.
It was a terrorist attack. I called it an attack by heavily armed militants.
Well done.
And, you know, that is clearly what happened. We know that. But second, the harder question is what caused it. And that we didn't know. We didn't know who the attackers were, what their motives were.
Hillary Clinton on the Hill today was a wicked game of to tell the truth or not. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, everybody, how you doing in all those nooks and crannies, including all my friends in the flyover states who have their big coats out and their gloves and their boots because the weather is really, really brutal now in the Midwest. But that's the winter time, folks. Come on. The East Coast is about to get hit with the same kind of stuff. But in the East, it was all about the buzz coming out of Washington, Clinton testifying about Benghazi. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky was having none of it. In fact, he was going for the pink slip. Take a listen.
One of the things that disappointed me most about the original 9/11 was no one was fired. We spent trillions of dollars, but there were a lot of human errors. These are judgment errors, and the people who make judgment errors need to be replaced, fired, and no longer in a position of making these judgment calls. So we have a review board. Review board finds 64 different things that we can change. A lot of them are common sense and should be done, but the question is, it's a failure of leadership that they weren't done in advance, and four lives were cost because of this. I'm glad that you're accepting responsibility. I think that ultimately with your leaving, you accept the culpability for the worst tragedy since 9/11. And I really mean that. Had I been president at the time and I found that you did not read the cables from Benghazi, you did not read the cables from Ambassador Stevens, I would have relieved you of your post. I think it's inexcusable.
Pulling no punches, Clinton at one point was exasperated with the kind of question she was getting over the Benghazi response. The Republicans would not let up. They challenged her on the lack of security at the diplomatic compound through and through, as well as the account that the attack was spontaneously generated from a protest over an anti-Islam film that was produced in the U.S. So two hearings, that's how many hearings, right? 5 hours, more than 5 hours. Clinton, a couple of times, acknowledged what she called a systematic breakdown. You heard Rand Paul say there that cables weren't read, that kind of stuff. So she said that, you know, we know that, and this is because of an independent review of some of the stuff leading up to the armed assault. And she said her department was taking more steps to increase security at some of the U.S. diplomatic spots around the United, not around the United States, outside of the United States. And they were doing what they could to make sure that a Benghazi-like attack didn't happen again. And she spent, you know, most of the time talking about the fact that the U.S. embassy was under assault by crowds trying to scale the wall. And, of course, she was talking about the embassies in Yemen and Tunisia who were facing a serious threat. She said she called the president of Tunisia and begged him to send reinforcements and all that kind of stuff. And that's the thing. There was kind of a ring around the rosy deal happening from everything that I've read and the bits and pieces that I saw. As I said, this was 5 hours. The whole deal here is accountability, accountability, accountability. I mean, this is what the book is on D.C. now. Who's accountable and who should take responsibility? And this is why this was a big day to hear what she had to say. She certainly didn't shy away from any kind of a fight, whether it was with Rand Paul or anyone else. And, you know, she said, it's a matter of policy. It's personal. I stood next to President Obama when the Marines carried the flag-draped caskets off the plane at Andrews. She said she choked back tears and all that other kind of stuff. She definitely lost some patience. She was ready to throw punches. She lost patience with the focus of the Republicans, the Republican senators, on the talking points used by UN Ambassador Susan Rice on the Sunday talk shows that focused on a protest that I just mentioned that was what was being told was the reason why that happened at the U.S. post in Benghazi, which turned out not to have taken place. Now, Senator Rand Paul wasn't the only one who pressed up Clinton. Also, Senator Ron Johnson did the same thing. Excuse me. When he asked about why the State Department didn't call U.S. personnel who were evacuated from Benghazi to determine whether there was a protest. I think we have, in fact, that cut, too, as well. Can we roll that? Maybe not. We will roll that for you here coming up a little bit later on America Tonight. Also on the show, we're going to talk about the fact that Manti Te'o was the other part of that To Tell the Truth Day in America. Remember, he's the linebacker from Notre Dame who had the made-up fantasy girlfriend. He answers questions from talk show host Katie Couric as to, you know, what was the story there, and admits, in fact, excuse me, to lying, and talks about more specifics about what happened there. So we'll get into that as well, and we're going to dip around on a few other things too, some odds and ends that are happening around the U.S. as I was talking about when I first jumped on the airways. And you have to excuse me, I've got a terrible, terrible cold. The deep freeze that is just hanging around the U.S., and I mentioned the Midwest specifically. I mean, but we're talking about cold air from Canada, North Dakota, New York, pretty much everywhere, anyone outside. You know, that idea that you could get not just be chilled, but the idea that you could actually get frostbite is really real in some places, like Prescott Isle. They're talking about temps around 24 below. Somebody sent me a picture today from Prescott, Maine, and Prescott Isle, Maine, and his name is Michael. And Michael, you could clearly see that there was more than icicles hanging around. In Grand Forks, North Dakota, people had to bundle up because of the wind chill that was even lower, around 33 below. That's incredible. I don't think of all the things that I've had to weather, extreme temperatures, I've never had to do anything at 33 below. And because of the freezing temperatures, exposure to that sub-freezing stuff has at least three people dead so far. I mean, terrible. They're talking about ice accumulations Thursday into Friday in Georgia. In Ohio, the police closed the highway after complete whiteout conditions, and there were so many accidents there. So this is pretty much, you look at a weather map and you're seeing this in all these different places, New York and New Jersey, all those homes that were hit by Sandy in places like Staten Island and Far Rockaway, Queens. They still need the basic utilities even to restore heat. So the cold weather could be some good news for those who perhaps are clearing driveways if they get the white stuff, though they haven't gotten that, or people who are serving up coffee and that kind of stuff, coffee and donuts, you know, like Dunkin' Donuts. Where's the most crowded place on the way to work? Dunkin' Donuts, either for hot chocolate or coffee. It's just really that bad, and they expect the temperatures to get worse throughout the latter part of the weekend into the weekend as well. And, you know, you can clearly see it by doing a little experiment. I saw somebody on the tube today throwing boiling water into the air, and you could see the mist particles kind of froze midair. I'd never seen that before. It was crazy. Stay with us. More to come next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Medical care killing us? That's the big question we're going to talk about next. Here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Howdy, everybody. I got a little bit of a cold. Not taking any prescription medications, just so you know. Our guest in the wings is Dr. Richard Ruling. He's a cardiologist and board-certified internist who taught health science at Loma Linda University. He's been retired, and since then, in retirement, he's trying to get people to understand exactly the question I threw out, how dangerous medical care can be, and people just don't realize it. Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, good to be with you, Kate. Thank you so much for the privilege.
So let me ask you this. I mean, it is an intriguing question. It's a scary question. Is it because this is the thing, we go to the doctors, if you just tell me what to do, Doc, if you just give me the pills, I can do this, and then if I do A, B, and C, I'm going to be okay, right? Do we just have this false sense of give me the prescription pills and I'm going to get better?
Well, my dad was a doctor in St. Louis, and I grew up hearing him tell me about the age of 10, he said 85% of what people get will get better no matter what they do. And 10% he thought he helped, and 5% will die no matter what. And there's a lot of truth to the fact that the body has defenses, and it'll overcome it. But if you start on a prescription that you don't need, and a lot of times these are ongoing, unless it's an antibiotic that's just going to kill an infection and then be off of it. It's for the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the blah, 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 you know, your aches and pains, whatever. You know, if you can figure out, and when I was teaching at Loma Linda, I was in executive health. I had an executive tell me that sugar bothered his joints. And I had another guy say that cheese bothered his joints, and another one said meat bothered his joints. Well, these were smart guys. They figured it out, you know, and so they knew what to avoid. But most of us, in fact, I developed headaches there while I was teaching, and I went to the neurologist at the medical center. I said, could anything I eat or drink be the cause? Well, this guy that taught medical students said that would be very rare for my type of headache. I later learned he didn't know what he was talking about. When I left university, I went into practice with five doctors. One was an allergist, and people drove hundreds of miles to see this guy. One day I asked him, how many people with headaches do you help? Oh, about 90%, he said. I said, test me. And I learned some foods that I would not have dreamed that I was allergic to. Loved them, ate them daily. Yeah, it isn't, it's, Kate, it's opposite from, it's the best example I can give you is tobacco. When people smoke, we know it's a poison, but they don't get sick. They get sick when they don't smoke on withdrawal. And that's the way my headaches were in retrospect. I just couldn't figure that one out. But I love sandwiches, whole wheat. If I didn't have two sandwiches a day, I didn't feel filled up Monday through Friday. But on the weekend, oh, you get bread every day. We're having fresh fruits, other things. And on Sunday, it was oat waffles, but it wasn't toast. And I was Monday morning was headache for me. And it wasn't because I'd partied or wasn't because I hated my job. I just couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah, so it's foods. It's that you got to know what it is, right? You got how do you figure this? And I should say this: you got to have a book out. I love the title of it: Why You Shouldn't Ask Your Doctor. So, and you're giving us the reasons why in your own personal life. Why? So it's figuring out the food combinations. Is that it? And figuring out your body.
Yeah, it's really hard, but think of it this way: you know, we were born 6 or 8 pounds. If we were normal at birth. And 160 pounds later, 280, maybe we're 40, 50, 60, something like that, we did it to ourselves. Whatever the problem, it's the result of that many years and of whatever that might be not right. And so it's reversible. That's good news. It's just that most people would rather take a pill for quick relief than to figure it out. You know, we kind of get stuck with our habits.
Right. So the key is, you say, to unlocking it is really, really looking at the foods like you did, figuring it out, getting to the right person who can tell you about that versus just give me the quick fix.
If people will be sold against the quick fix, they will have a better chance. So let me just tell you this. The medical literature, the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, and this was on tax day, April 15, 1998, that's 14 years ago, going on 15, said that 106,000 people died in hospitals from adverse drug reactions. And the definition of that is it was properly prescribed and administered. In other words, not an overdose, not malpractice. It's like taking Vioxx for arthritis, dying of a heart attack. Just people happen to die that way, okay? And so, and that was in hospitals. 2 years later, 199,000 report outside hospitals, outpatients, deaths. So you add them together, 305, and this was 14 years ago. And one more medical journal reported, Archives of Internal Medicine, reported a 2.7-fold increase over a period of 7 years to 2005. Well, now we're 14 years, so you double that again, and it's 1.5 million today that are dying from adverse drug reactions. And for every person that dies, there is about 500 that get sick, and about 100 that go to the emergency services, and I forget how many now, like 80 or something that are admitted. Maybe it's 40. Anyway, the idea is that some even go into long-term care units, which means they're messed up for life. These are nursing home patients, 3 million, okay? So a lot of people getting sick, and some of them, the body overcomes it, but serious for many. And my former wife died of a prescription drug reaction. This is part of what's bittered me against the fact. I moved to Maryland to confront senators, and one senator said, hey, you're wasting your time. They own us. She was referring to the contributions to reelection campaign that the big drug companies make to senator congresspeople, you know, and it was Marcia Angel, editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, who said the $400 million a year is, that was about 10
wow.
years ago, it's probably half a billion now that they contribute to these, so who wants to go against that? You know, play along with the game. And that's why we're in a total mess. The senators won't take our Obamacare. They're exempt, you know. Guess what, you know. So, hey, bad news is coming.
Yeah, I agree with that, too, by the way. Because if it's all equal, then just take the same medicine that we're all getting. What about vaccinations? We see the flu is going around and this whole thing about there's no flu shots left and it's only 62% effective anyway. What are your thoughts on vaccinations?
Bad sad news also, and I have a great web page on that. It's called Leading Cause of Death, PrescriptionDrugs.com, but that's so long to learn. Just tell them to go to my web page, RichardRuling.com, and there's a link to the other one, the Leading Cause of Death. Richard Ruling is spelled with an H, R-U-H-L-I-N-G. And by the way, it's not a long page. It's not hard to find. It's very simple. But I am also offering a live-in program for 1 week. A lot of people won't sort this stuff out by themselves, and they need help motivationally. I have some videos, DVDs, a seminar, full support daily for 5 days, and it's on the cheap, basically, because people can't. I had one, a leader of an amended hearts group had had bypass surgery, had gone to the Longevity Center in California, spent $8,000 with his wife for a month. But he told them, if you go to Dr. Ruling's program, you get about the same for cheap. And this is a live-in for $695, not thousands. Okay?
Right, right.
But,
I think you talk faster than me. I know you're excited and passionate, I can tell. Hey, one quick one. We only have a minute left. I got to ask you this question. All these school shootings that we're seeing, and people are talking about mental health. How much of this do you blame? Because people are saying, well, what about psychiatric drugs? Some of this is might be the cause of it, and what's going on with some of these kids.
Yeah, one link. In fact, if they end up at my leading cause of death, prescriptiondrugs.com, at the bottom of the left column, there's a link to 60 school shootings and 4,800 other fatal acts of aggressions due to psych drugs. So, yeah, definitely is. And we're in big trouble, basically, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with that. Dr. Ruling, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, Kate. God bless.
All right, you too. Dr. Ruling saying that, you know, he even confronted, I love that story, moved to the D.C. area upset, wife dies from a reaction to a prescription drug, confronts him about it, and then the senator says, you know, hey, you're wasting our time. They own us. Why? Because it's big money. But this, we know this. We've talked about this on America Tonight, how frightening it is where we're headed as far as medicine is concerned. And really, it's flowing in a different direction. If you know what it is, it's those food combinations. How many times do we talk to Ben Fuchs about that? How many times have we talked to other folks about the natural stuff and what you're taking and trying to look at things that way, what you're lacking in vitamins and whatnot? And because what we've done as far as getting vegetables from the ground, how we've just totally blown it in that direction. Sure, we'll have more conversations with him and others. Stay with us.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I feel like I have stock now in Halls, or I should. I don't think I've ever eaten this many cough drops in my entire life, but man, I got smashed with a brutal cough. A relative gave me a cough. That's what it's been like. So excuse my voice. You can throw in your two cents about Clinton's testimony, which dominated everything anywhere you looked, to the left, to the right, and anywhere in between. It was all about what she had to say at the Benghazi hearings, 5 hours of that stuff, 855-266-5283, 855-266-8. A lot of people mulling over or throwing out thoughts on how the Republicans grilled Clinton. Was it fair or foul? Speaking of that, here's Senator Johnson. Take a listen.
Not the fact.
But
and the
you
American
know,
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now, honestly, I will do my best to answer your questions about this, but the fact is that people were trying in real time to get to the best information. The IC has a process, I understand, going with the other committees to explain how these talking points came out. But, you know, to be clear, it is, from my perspective, less important today, looking backwards, as to why these militants decided they did it than to find them and bring them to justice. And then maybe we'll figure out what was going on in the meantime.
So Clinton moving ahead and also warning of the big struggle in Africa And this is it. This is her farewell in these outgoing hearings on the Hill, talking about the fact that we're going to have to contend with Al-Qaeda and the wannabes and the affiliates, and not just in Libya, but in Mali and also Algeria and other wicked, horrible places where stuff's happening that you don't even really want to know about. But unfortunately, we're right in the thick of all of this. And she was in the thick of it for 5 hours. You could hear that she was exasperated there. And somebody said to me, if you were scoring this, honestly, no matter what your affiliation is, in other words, are you wearing the Democratic colors, Republican or independent or something else, who do you think got the better of this, of these two different hearings? Was it Clinton or was it the Republicans, Republican senators? Or, you know, if you were scoring it, how would you score it? And I'd say she definitely uncoiled and came back at everything that was thrown her way. And she, you heard her answer there. What does it matter now? What difference does it make? Let's get these guys. Let's figure out what happened here, because it doesn't matter at this point. The interesting thing, I think, is it's been such a long time that we've been talking about Benghazi since September, after September 11th, and Susan Rice on the Sunday talk shows, and then ultimately what happened with Susan Rice, and moving forward, other people who stepped in for Clinton to talk about the State Department's response to Ambassador Stevens and the three others that were killed. I mean, now, for a long time, they've been salivating over getting Clinton there in the lair and testifying, and finally it happens. So there's a couple of different things. One, who comes out on top, because let's face it, it is like war. It is like it definitely was like a game of war between the people questioning Clinton and Clinton herself. And ultimately, did we learn anything? And did we hear any kind of accountability? Was there anything different that was thrown out in what she had to say? If you're scoring this, you're watching, you're listening, you heard Rand Paul top, and he didn't pull any punches. He goes, listen, if I was president, cable's not read, all this kind of stuff, I'd say, boom, you're out of here later. And then you heard the back and forth with Senator Johnson. And to be sure, there were certainly people that were backing Hillary Clinton that were saying that she's right. You know, what difference does it make at this point? But here's the thing. When you hear what difference does it make at this point, what are you thinking? I got a lot of emails on this today. Got one from Jack, who's listening to us in Austin, Texas, just like our pal Jake. But Jack says, you know, I actually am a fan of Hillary Clinton's, and I have to say that she really was being attacked by some of these guys in a crazy way. It was like they ganged up on her in the schoolyard. However, she really didn't step up as far as the whole accountability question is concerned. And if you are the Secretary of State and this happens on your watch, I think all of that should have gone up the chain of command. It still seems as though they left Stevens and the three others pretty much exposed. Even though they were asking for help, they never got it. Yes, they knew the kind of dangerous situation they were in, but it seems as though the State Department really, really didn't have their back. Yeah, and I guess that's ultimately is the question. It's that accountability thing again, and whether or not, you know, there was any sleepless nights over not doing anything to help in making sure that compound was as protected as you can possibly get in a difficult situation. Because listen, certainly the ambassador, who was very friendly with the Libyan people, knew what he was in the middle of, the firestorm that he was in the middle of, as did the three other people that were there too, knowing that this is, you know, on the radar, it's, you know, a 10. That's how, remember, like we used to have the colors when you would, that they would rate how dangerous the terrorist threat was when you went to the airport. We're like, this is like red, off the charts red. You know, so certainly they knew that. But the bottom line is just give us the what happened, who dropped the ball, what are you doing about it now, and who ultimately takes responsibility for it. Because you can't chuck and jive when you're at the top of the chain, no matter what the position is. You can, you know, you cannot do that. I mean, I guess you can, but you shouldn't be able to do that. If you're the person in charge, you got to be able to take the hit. And did she take the hit? Did she take the hit for the team because she's leading, she's ultimately leading the team, right? And I'd have to say she definitely shot back, but she didn't take the hit. So she had massive criticism and some pretty tense hearings. That's what I would call them. If I were sitting there and I were reporting on it right there, I would say that you could, you know, hear a pin drop in that room. I mean, a full day of hearings to deny involvement in the controversies and reject all the allegations pretty much of all the Republicans. Heated testimony, House and Senate committees. And this is the last time you probably hear Hillary Clinton in this situation. So Democrats were praising her. You could hear the frustration in Clinton's voice. And Republicans were exasperated themselves. So the issue's not been put to rest. The testimony, if anything, fuels a bigger debate that has just ripped through Capitol Hill for, as I said, 4 months. I think the entire time that I've done this show, other than fiscal cliff, debt ceiling, this is the one play in the hits that just does not go away. Doesn't go away. And the other problem is we don't have anybody, we haven't gotten anybody for these deaths. Just some promising leads is what we've been told. So there are questions about what prompted the attack. Who did it? Where are they? How close are we? How close are we? You know, one of the final jabs of the whole thing, and I happened to just catch this little part, was Congressman Jeff Duncan from South Carolina, a Republican from South Carolina, who said, "Madam Secretary, you let the consulate become a death trap." Ooh. And that might have been one of the more heated spots, because it was the final blow, besides the one that you just heard from the Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who said, you know, they could have easily determined what happened that night by interviewing staffers who were evacuated. And because he was talking about that initial claim that keeps dogging the administration and the State Department, that the attack simply came out of a protest over the little Islamic film, anti-Islamic film. And, you know, it was obviously determined that there were no protests at all whatsoever in Benghazi. I mean, really, you look at those photographs, it looks like it was blown apart. I mean, just firebombed in every direction. The diplomatic security there told the FBI during the interviews on September 14th that despite what the administration is saying, that's not what happened. That's not it. So Senator Johnson rips into her by saying, "We're misled constantly that it was about these protests, and they should have known that it wasn't, and we should have known the truth right away because, you know, 4 dead Americans. If you want to weigh in, please do. Give us a jingle at 855-266-6283, 855-266-8.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Satisfied with Hillary Clinton's Benghazi answers. How about you? Got a bunch of emails on it. You can also weigh in at 855-266-5283. Speaking of wanting answers, probably the biggest boob, I'm sorry, in college football has to be this man, Ty Tao. I went from feeling sorry for him to thinking, you got to be kidding me, guy. And frankly, I'm just sort of tired of hearing his story. He goes on one of the afternoon talk shows, which now is Katie Couric's show, and he, you know, come clean in the beginning. So he finally does come clean. Here's what he said to Couric.
You stuck to the script, mm-hmm. and you knew that something was mm-hmm. amiss, Manti.
Correct.
Why?
Well, if anybody put yourself in my situation, Katie, put yourself in my situation.
Put yourself in my situation. You are a college football player, have a bright career in front of you. You're on the short list for the Heisman Trophy on December 8th, ahead of the Heisman Trophy presentation. You talk about losing your grandparents and a girlfriend to cancer. Oh. And then in a New York Post interview published about 3 weeks later, you talk about memories of a grandfather that helped him cope with the loss of his grandmother and girlfriend, who he said died on the same day. So he is just a mass of stories is what he is. Matt, you've been following this too. Isn't this nutty?
It's definitely a little crazy. And at some point, the truth will come out because there's too many people involved now and too many people are getting interviews. They just interviewed the woman whose picture they used for the fake girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
And now I hear the Tuiasa Sopo guy is going to have an interview. So everything's eventually going to come out, whether it's, you know, piece by piece or all at one time. Eventually people will put the puzzle together. And so it's best to just come clean with whatever he thinks he knew or didn't know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, this goes on further in this interview to say that, you know, Couric afterwards talked about she was on the World News with Diane Sawyer and said that she believes that Tao sincerely thought he was having a relationship with this woman. Said she heard voicemail messages on his phone allegedly from the girl, and even saw the phone bill, and that there were multiple calls to the number where he'd stay on the phone for hours.
The next interview is going to have to be the voice of the woman now.
Yeah. Who was the voice of the woman? Can we please hear who that is? Because you talked to somebody. Who did you talk about? Who did you talk to? And what did you talk about? How about that? It doesn't make any sense. I think he's just a kid that is embarrassed and got caught up in all this stuff, that he has made up this wicked web of lies that they just really can't untangle now at this point. And what's he going to do? And it's odd because now he's agreeing and going on these shows. The best thing he really could have done is just come clean and say, for whatever reason, that this became a big wild story and he never really thought it was going to get out of control or whatever he thought. And everybody's speculating about this. He is a 21-year-old guy, but you got to look to things that he's done. Sports Illustrated. He talked about the fact that this girlfriend, he told them that she had gone to one of his games. Then he had the statement last week where he had never met her. So it's very unclear. To me, the one thing I would probably say is, how could he possibly be the victim of a hoax? Because he doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. He's telling one person one thing, another person another thing. And let's see what happens here with this scam. And I think that's what's going to happen, is it's going to break, that it's just completely made up. I do not think he's going to be able to wiggle out of this one. So it is about a wild game of whether you choose to be in the spotlight or whether it's your job and you're being asked questions about what happened. I mean, I know the Clinton testifying for 5 hours and Manti Te'o are completely different things. In one sense, you still have the fact that in the world we live in now, it's pretty tough to wiggle away from whatever it is that's following you around. Because it's too easy to try, and it's too easy to not try. It's too easy to track things down. Jack from Down Under says, Couric has never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Timelines are interesting, aren't they? It's like Facebook now. Facebook has that crazy timeline thing. And people have legally been burned by that in divorces or other legal actions because they're not paying attention, number one, to what they're putting on Facebook, but also the timelines, when something's posted. How often has that now become a big thing in court? Manipulation, lying, and there it is. You posted stuff on Facebook, and there's the date, and there's the time, and it's pretty tough to deny it. And so often, that and Twitter and other forms of social media have become a big part of now the evidence part of trials, you know, even in criminal situations, but certainly in other situations too. And so that's what I'm saying. whether it's Manti Te'o or whether it's Hillary Clinton or whether it's somebody else, with when it's trails of emails and things that were said and what didn't happen. And, you know, it's pretty easy to get those, to get those little snippets, because we, that's the world we live in now at this point. It used to be you could say whatever and there was nothing that was following you around. Now we have GPS and Memorex times two. I want to leave you with this one because I think this is a really, really big story as we mix it in on the final turn here. Junior Seau, could there be anything sadder when he committed suicide? And now the push is on to find out what's going on with NFL football players and brain injuries. So the former football star's family is suing the NFL and the football helmet manufacturer because of, you know, his suicide last May was the result of a brain disease, and that's what they're saying. They're claiming that's why that happened, caused by all the violent hits he endured playing the game of football. It was such a sad story when he took his life in his bedroom, remember, in California, with a gunshot wound to the chest. And there was all this speculation about all the hits to his helmet over a 20-year span. Was that the contributing factor? And they did determine that he had chronic traumatic brain problems because, and this, you know, neurodegenerative brain disease because of the multiple hits. That's what the National Institutes of Health said. So this gave, of course, the basis, gave them the basis of the lawsuit that was filed in San Diego. And they're saying that it's Riedel, the helmet manufacturer, wrongful death is what they're talking about. There's no numbers listed in this, but the suit says, you know, also alleges fraud, negligence, and concealment. And I would have to assume that's over the results of what they found in found when once they dug a little bit deeper and the National Institutes of Health went through and determined that he had this neurodegenerative brain disease that I mentioned. I have a feeling that this is going to be a groundbreaking lawsuit. The lawsuit was filed by his children, his sons, and his daughter, and the mother of the kids, too, I think, is also involved in this. But regardless, you know, this is a big message to the NFL that you're going to have to watch out for your former players. You're going to have to acknowledge what's happened in the past with head injuries and player safety. And you got to look out for the probably the future guys playing the game. More than 1,500 former NFL players, by the way, are also suing the NFL, alleging the league hid the dangers of concussions from them. Wait and see down the line what happens in these lawsuits.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.